Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
There's no forecast today for any showers or thunder showers across our areas. It will become partly cloudy, though, and warmer in Gauteng, Mpumalanga, Limpopo and the northwest. Pretoria, Mbombela and Polokwane up to 24 today. Joburg and Emalahleni 23. Rustenburg a high of 27. And you can get the hourly forecast for your Thursday. Go to jacaranda.fm.com, click on the weather tab.
Reports of community unrest and protesting in Noordgesig area. Expect delays and diversions there. And I'm assuming because of that, there's also very heavy traffic in Soweto on Klipspruit Valley Road, northbound towards the Soweto Highway Circle.
There's a power outage across large parts of Tshwane after this morning's explosion and fire at the Mooikloof substation to the east of Pretoria. Tshwane says on social media it led to a trip at the Nyala infeed station. The Mooikloof and Vaalpatron supply areas are affected. And the international community demands that more must be done to make the world's richest companies and individuals pay their fair share of taxes. The finance ministers of Brazil and France are amongst those demanding that countries adopt a shared stance on preventing tax dodging by billionaires. This call was made during an International Monetary Fund gathering in Washington last night. And now looking at our business news. The rand has dipped to under the 19 rand mark to the dollar after yesterday's latest data shows that inflation came in lower than expected in March. It dropped to 5.3% year on year. However, analysts agree that it's not enough for the Reserve Bank to cut interest rates and that such a move is still some months away. The focus is now on the impact of a higher international oil price and the weaker foreign exchange on inflation. Oil prices did tick up again this morning, having plunged more than 3% yesterday after figures showed a forecast busting build in US stockpiles, and that raised questions about demand in the world's top economy. Concerns also receding about a bigger Israel-Iran conflict. And Asian markets rose this morning while traders mull the outlook for US interest rates. This morning, a dollar at 18 rand 99, a euro 20 rand 28, a pound 23 rand 68, gold at $2,374.67 per fine ounce, and that lower oil price trading at $87.45 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khadra D'Souza. There's more news at 7.
Phenomenal cricket yesterday. Records tumbled as Sri Lankan women's skipper Chamaria Tapatu and Proteas captain Laura Wolfart lit up Potchefstroom, the visitors claiming a 6-wicket win to level the ODI series at 1-1. Batting first, Wolfart scored the highest ever individual score by a South African woman, an unbeaten 184, to lead South Africa to 301 for 5 in their 50 overs. Tapatu went even better, hammering 26 fours and 5 sixes in her 194. Of 139 balls. So she broke her own Sri Lankan individual score. The chase was the highest ever in all of women's ODI cricket. Also, the first time that a score of over 300 had been chased down. Tapatu now holds the third highest individual score in women's ODI. Wolfart is now sixth on that list. Two massive fixtures in the Champions League last night. Real Madrid exacting revenge on Manchester City, reaching the semi-finals 4-3 on penalties after withstanding a barrage at the Etihad yesterday. Today, elsewhere, Bayern Munich scoring a slender 1-0 victory over Arsenal, sending them through to the semis for the first time in 4 years. Here at home, two results in the DStv Premiership in Natrasville. SuperSport United fighting back to earn a point from their 1-1 draw against Polokwane City. And that sees Matsatsanza extend their winless streak in the league, much to the frustration of their coach, Gavin Hunt.
There's no science to it. Takes a lot of hard work. We win away from being top three again, and it's football. There's not much you can do. But stick your processes, stick to what we've put in place.
Sekou Kuna and Stellenbosch playing out a 1-1 draw. And Siyako Lisi has been named in the Time magazine list of 100 most influential people of 2024, becoming last year only the second man to lead their country to back-to-back World Cup titles, following in the footsteps of Richie McCaw. I'm Paul Njinga.